Baltimore City and Baltimore County have announced new mask rules in the last couple of days, and leaders of several of the state's largest jurisdictions have called on Hogan to reinstate some health-related restrictions on bars and restaurants. Now, how did Hogan respond to all these calls, Rachel?
Hogan largely brushed off a lot of the concerns. He said case numbers are up because testing is up. Instead, he emphasized positivity rates and noted that across the biggest jurisdictions in the state, positivity rates are down significantly from their peaks earlier this spring. Though it is worth noting that some jurisdictions, including Baltimore City and Baltimore County, have positivity rates above the CDC's 5% benchmark. He said there are some trends that concern him. For one, the positivity rate among people younger than 35 is about 6.5%, compared with about 3.5% among people aged 35 or older. He said he's concerned about an increase in the number of COVID-19-related hospitalizations, and he's concerned about some testing delays and shortages. He blamed the delays on commercial labs. In response, the state will be using more of what he calls the state's stockpile, those tests the state bought from South Korea. State officials had effectively been rationing the use of these to a couple thousand a day to make them last through November.
So the governor is concerned then, but apparently not enough to close businesses.
Right, at least not yet. He said it's not a lack of rules that are causing the rise in infections. Rather, it's a lack of enforcement. And he said enforcement isn't his or the state's responsibility. He said that lies with local government.
We do not intend to suddenly close all of our small businesses and put all of those employees out of work because of a lack of enforcement. And we do not want to crush our economy and punish 95% of the Marylanders and the businesses who are doing the right thing because of a failure to control a small segment of willful violators.
Now, for the last 2 weeks, local election officials plus state and local leaders have called on Hogan to change his plan for the November election and mail all voters absentee ballots. I understand yesterday Hogan had a response to these calls.
He did. As you referenced, Hogan announced about 2 weeks ago that come Election Day, all normal polling places will be open. Unlike the primary, when all voters received ballots in the mail, this time voters will get absentee ballot applications that they have to fill out and send back to get their ballots. Local election officials across the state say this creates a huge burden on them because they have to process all those applications while also preparing to open the polls. And Democratic leaders say that extra step, that the ballot application, is likely to reduce voter participation. So yesterday, Hogan said Democrats are just picking a partisan fight. He said state law requires the polls to open on Election Day.
And under existing law, I took it a step further, requiring the state board to immediately mail an absentee ballot application to every single voter in the state.
Now, the question on pretty much every parent's mind lately has been what schools are going to do this fall. Did Hogan give any answers on that?
Hogan and State School Superintendent Karen Salmon emphasized that it will really be up to each local school system to decide the best path forward. We've already had some announcements in 9 jurisdictions across the state, including Baltimore City and Baltimore, Howard, and Anne Arundel counties. Those counties that haven't made a decision yet have until August 14th to submit a plan. Salmon said schools will have to abide by what she called guardrails. For example, all staff and students will need to wear masks, and there will be strict protocols for what to do when someone at a school tests positive for COVID-19.
All right, we're up to date. Rachel, thank you so much.
My pleasure.